From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting thousands of Syrians are fleeing Aleppo to escape Russian air attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said at least 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. That's even though Ankara closed its crossing point, and it is not clear if it will allow anyone to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling the rebel stronghold of Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week, including airstrikes in the northern offensive. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. Speaking to reporters from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he has been holed up for several years, Assange called the ruling a victory.
This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
British officials have dismissed the UN ruling and say they will arrest Assange if he leaves the Ecuadorian embassy. Sweden wants him as part of an investigation of rape, an allegation that the WikiLeaks founder denies. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.